Welcome to the Disney College. Oh God, no! Was trying to say it super fast, but
You almost had it. You want to try it again?
no, I stumbled over those words so badly. Wow, I feel like if I tried it again, it would just not be good. Wow, well. This is the Disney College podcast. I think I even said program then, but this is the Disney College podcast. I am one of your hosts, Bradley, and I am currently stuck in a storm that is producing 2 feet of snow. And over on the other side of the world, we have our other host, James, who I am assuming is not stuck in 2 feet of snow.
No, it's actually bright and sunny outside. It's a little on the chilly side, but fortunately no snow.
When you say chilly, how chilly?
Like probably mid-30s.
Oh, really? That is kind of chilly, actually. I was
Yeah, that's
expecting you to be like, oh, 55.
Yeah, we're in a bit of a cold thing right now, but no snow, fortunately.
Yeah,
It's
I
kind of
mean,
like we were supposed to get snow, but we were like, "Hey, New England, you wanna borrow some of our snow?" And I was like, "Okay."
yeah, here's the like 3 inches that we normally get a year, and we're gonna tack that on to your like foot and a half and make it close to 2 feet. I think we've already like the weather people have been essentially saying, oh, you're gonna get at least a foot, and then slowly it became at least 2 feet. And I think we're getting more than 2 feet because I went out and looked at my car earlier. And of course, because I was going to the gym because, fitness never can't stop on snow days. I was also in shorts. And I went out and one, it was a terrible idea. Don't wear shorts out in the snowstorm, right? It's kind of cold. But two, my car was already like covered. So I think we already have a foot. Or either that, I'm just bad at math.
Ew. That sounds no bueno.
Yeah. So now I'm stuck in this apartment for this weekend, and it's really dry in here, so my nose is getting really like stuffed. But speaking of stuffed noses, James, how has your past month been? How is your
It's been
Month.
interesting. Started off the year fairly normal. And then about 10 days ago, I got COVID,
James
which
got COVID.
sucked, which it sucked.
Now, how bad did it suck?
I was pretty much out of commission for a week. I was getting ready to go to bed because, I work early on the 18th and I started feeling a little warm and I was like, oh, I'm not feeling great, but I'll probably just sleep it off and I'll be fine. I woke up at 2 in the morning on that Wednesday and I just felt like a freight train hit me.
Oh. Like, what symptoms did you have?
So I had. You want me to just say all of them or like the time
Sure.
lapse of it?
I
So
mean,
like I started out with a fever and then from there I had chills, I had body aches, a lot of pressure in my chest and my sinuses. Nose was running a lot. That was a lot of fun. But yeah, it was a rough week.
you said you got a fever.
Yeah.
How high did your fever go up?
I don't remember the number exactly. I know it was about 100 when I checked it on that first day.
So do you think James had told me that when the Figment popcorn buckets came out, that he was going to drive down the 10 hours and stand in line and get them. Do you think that that was all just a COVID fever dream?
It could have been. It was a time.
Now,
had a lot, actually... I had a lot, you know, I had a lot of weird dreams during that time too. So, you know, that was probably part of it.
Now, did you actually go on your trip to get the popcorn bucket?
I did not.
Oh.
Which made me sad.
Oh, we're just clickbaiting people with the title here. For anybody who's watching this on the first week, the title legit says that James went. Everybody else is going to get the name of the movie that we're doing like the week after, but
I mean, in my dreams, I did. I stood in line and, you know, paid $25 for a bucket, and I just ran around the park just holding up my Figment bucket.
Yeah, you just rode the ride all day. Anytime Figment would pop up, you'd throw popcorn at him from your bucket and be like, how come that one doesn't stuff popcorn in it like this one does?
Yeah, and I just hold up the bucket. It's like, I have Figment. Figment is real. It's not a figment of my imagination.
You liar. Who knows? Anyways, I'm happy that you're not dead, James.
Yeah, no, I'm super relieved. And the day that we're recording this is actually my last day of quarantine. I've been stuck in my room for the past 10 days, which has been a blast.
Have you gotten to leave your room?
So here's what I've done. So I've had access to, obviously I can use my bathroom and stuff, but when I leave my room, I have to wear a mask and whatnot. And then during the day when, you know, I had to get food, I mostly had SpaghettiOs. So all the stuff, my family left all the stuff out for me. I had to wear gloves. I had to wear a mask and I had to Lysol everything when I left the kitchen.
So basically you're feeling like crap, right? You have to do all, like, I'm not blaming your family at all. I'm just saying it must have sucked to been like, I got to clean all this while I'm feeling like crap.
Oh, yeah. It was a pain. And basically, like, to describe how I felt through most of the time, I just felt like a rock.
Like Dwayne the Rock?
No, not Dwayne the Rock. That's like a rock plus. I'm just a light, regular rock.
Like if Dwayne the Rock was like 900 pounds and jumped into a lake.
Yeah, pretty much. That sounds accurate.
I don't get the metaphor, honestly.
Well, yeah, no, I was sluggish and didn't really feel like moving.
So, but that sounds just like you.
I'm more active than you think. I move around a fair amount.
What, by slugging around on the ground?
You know, just because you said that, like, next time you see me, I'm going to be slugging around the ground. Be like, oh, I'm James. I'm slugging around. I'm like a rock. Not the rock. I'm a rock.
Have you ever seen the episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia where Danny DeVito, for some reason, I think he's in his underwear, and he, like, I don't remember the context of it, honestly, but he's just covered in hand sanitizer and dragging himself across the floor.
I haven't, but that sounds like what I've been doing.
Well, we're happy that you're not dead, James, because the episode wouldn't have been the same. It would have had a really sad tone to it, you know, for the month. Because we had our rules. We had our rules that we each had to continue the show regardless. So, which would have been a lot tougher for you because you don't have the passwords or anything. So you would have had this to, like, start your own side show or something and call it, been like, this is the continuation of the show. But speaking of celebration, the week we're recording this is actually, so you're all getting this on February 6th, I think, is that whatever the Sunday is around the 6th. It's like the first weekend of January. This is when you'll be all hearing this, but
you mean the first weekend of February?
Yeah.
Unless we're going back. This is like a time travel episode.
Yeah, so we're technically recording this on January 29th, which, we should have just put it out on the 29th, or we should have done something special, but this is 4 years since we actually started the Disney College program. So, like, technically, the night before today, like, on the 28th, James and I were at a concert, and that's what we did the night before the college program. And then today was the day that we went in and we set up everything, and, like, we got our pictures taken for our IDs, and we moved into our rooms and met all our roommates. So, without the Disney College program, this show would not exist, probably, or it might exist, but be very different.
It would definitely be a different variation, for sure.
It wouldn't have the same name, and it probably would not be revolved around Disney. And you would not have had any of the guests that we've had on, except for Dan. So, good for us. Congrats to us. If you're listening, apparently, if you're listening and you're here and you're like, oh, I am very excited to hear them talk about the Disney College program, we're not going to do that, but apparently applications, I believe, are open again. So, I mean, I got to throw that in there. If you're in the college level or whatever, and it's something that interests you, I say do it. It's not easy. It's, it's work.
It's definitely an experience, though.
But you make a lot of friends from it. If you're lucky, you'll have James just kind of pop up there and make dip in your apartment. And
yes, we can't forget about all the dip nights.
Now, I can't really say too much about the current program because they built a whole new building and Vista Way is gone. So we're becoming that outdated show, which is, why we moved to doing every one of the Disney Animated Studios films. But I say you do it, and do it or don't, that's the Disney College podcast advice on the Disney College program. Do it or don't. If you don't do it, you're probably going to regret it. If you do it, do. You might feel like you peaked in the program and at Disney. I sometimes do. But, no, I'm kidding. What was the thing? Oh, I am still bitter, though, about the whole program thing, because we're getting, I think it's 3 days from now is when I missed the last Asking Alexandria headline tour. And, I'm still bitter about it.
Yes, for those who don't, I don't think we've ever talked about that.
I think we've talked about it a lot. I don't think we've talked about it this season. If you would like to tell the story, you can tell the story.
If I remember correctly, you had bought tickets to see one of your favorite bands, Asking Alexandria.
Yes.
And this was before. Was this before you got accepted into the program?
Yes. I had already had the interview, and I'm like, "There's no way I actually get in. And even if I get in, like, I'm gonna get accepted for like." My whole thing with the Disney College program was, I said, "I'm going to do this." I'm going to do this, but only if I don't get food and beverage or one of the jobs that I did not want to do. And I ended up getting custodial, which makes a lot of sense seeing as I had a lot of custodial experience. But just, one day after I bought the ticket, I got the call and or email, and they were like, "You've been accepted." And I was like, "Well, there's move-in days, like I think in February or something like that. So maybe I'll just do that." And that was not an option for me. So I had to miss the show and give my tickets away.
Dang, that's a bummer.
But realistically, if I hadn't gone to the program, my life would be a lot different right now. So I am very thankful that I did go. And I'm sure I've seen the band a couple times since. The curse has been lifted. Like, because every time I wanted to see them, it would always get canceled. Or something would happen where, James wouldn't want to take the time off. And we lost money on those tickets. But, stuff like that happens. And we were James, what movie are we talking about today?
So today, I think we're talking about the new one that came out, Encanto, I believe it's called.
Yeah, we're cashing in on the hype. This is the number one streaming movie right now. Or, we could have done this later, we could have done this first last month, but no, we're cashing in on that hype and we are doing the movie Encanto, which I've heavily hinted about in the stories, although we have not officially announced it till now. Because all the we don't talk about, I'm not going to say his name. That's the rule of this podcast, James. I'll say it once for now, but we cannot talk about Bruno.
Didn't we just talk about him?
No, we can't talk about them like that. I just that was me enforcing the rule.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
So,
we
and from now, from here on out, we can't talk about him.
okay, but I do have two comments about him. So it has not been enacted yet. One, we kind of well, before that, we have kind of talked about this movie a little bit before, but one thing about him is this is the second Disney movie in the past year. One of them we will not be talking about because it's a Pixar movie. Luca also, whenever they're mad at someone, they curse Bruno. And then they also don't like Bruno in this movie. So it's a tough year to be Bruno.
This is true. It's a very tough year for Bruno.
The other thing is, when I saw this movie, I was 99% sure that Bruno is played by Little Dicky. And I was very wrong, and he's played by the guy who plays Sid the Sloth. And that kind of bummed me out, because I thought it was Little Dicky, and I was like, what a weird casting. But that's it on Bruno. Unless you have anything you'd like to say, he does not exist.
I mean, there's some stuff I can hint at later without saying his name or talking about him.
I mean, it's gonna be tough not to talk about him because, it's like the number one song and it's broken records or whatever right now. Like,
Yeah,
but
we my station actually did a story on how they how it was like the number one streaming song in the UK. I think it was like 2 weeks ago.
yeah, and it peaked at number two on the US Billboard Hot 100 chart as the highest charting Disney song in the 21st century.
No kidding.
Yeah. So I do want to clarify before we talk further. I have already broken my own rule of this show. Typically, what I would do is, even though I've seen the movie before, I would watch it again before the show, and that was fully the plan. But unfortunately, since I had watched it a month ago, I decided not to rewatch it. So you're going to hear my thoughts about the movie from a month ago when I first saw it. I can't say that will never happen again, but it probably will. Who knows? But you know, we'll navigate this. We will, because you know what, my thoughts, I think I gave it kind of a bad review the last time that we talked, and I thought about it some more, and I actually, like, because what happened was, the first time I had seen it, I was like, oh, that was good, I liked it, it was whatever. And then nobody talked about it. Like, it kind of dropped out of nowhere. You know, like, nobody talked about someone else, but... but it kind of faded from my memory a little bit. Because typically Disney movies are like, oh, people are like, oh, this is Disney movies in theaters, such and such, whatever. But it kind of faded from my memory until, like, they instantly... Like, a month after it was in theaters, it was like, boom, it's on Disney Plus. And I was like, that's an odd choice. But then suddenly, like, everybody was talking about it. Because everybody was watching it. And, like, it made me appreciate the movie quite a bit more, I think, once I heard more people talking about it. Because I liked it when I saw it. It's not that I didn't like it. It was just kind of one of those ones that I was like, eh, it was cute. It was good. Whatever. Like, then the more and more I thought about the story, the more I thought about, like, how kind of original it was, I was like, you know what? That was a good movie. I don't know if it's certainly my favorite that has come out in the past couple years or past whenever, but I did enjoy it. What did you think of it, James?
I thought about the same. I thought it was unique. It was a unique and different kind of style of film than they've done in the past. I thought the characters were very, like, unique and funny. The songs were great.
See, I disagree with or when it I. Because when I read that it was, what's his name? The guy who was like, oh, Moana. What's his name? People are going to get mad that I don't know this. It's like
Lin-Manuel.
I think
is his name.
Yeah. When people were like, oh, he's making it. And he did Moana. And I was like, oh, How Far Will I Go is fantastic. That's a great song. A lot of the songs from Moana are great. You're welcome. This one, like, none of the songs until, like, people started talking about it and it became kind of a meme and stuff. None of the songs really were memorable or catchy to me, honestly. And I still kind of stand by that. But I am obviously 100% proven wrong as well, because one of the songs is peaked at number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100. So, you know, I just don't see any of these songs as a similar kind of vibe to like any of the Disney classics. I don't know. Well, like, what did you like about the music?
I think it was a lot of the visuals that they had during the songs, like the how they incorporated the donkeys into Luisa's bit about her not. I think it was going like how she wasn't good enough and that she was trying to, like, pretend to be strong.
Yeah, I did. And, like, nothing could bother her. Remember, that was a good song.
The one with the sister where, like, she's doing different things, like, she's not creating roses like all the other types of flowers and the cactus.
Yeah, that was really cool visually. I forgot about that one, honestly. But the thing is, they're all cool visually, right? Like, that's. But at the same time, like, I still am. I don't. None of the songs have hooked me. I don't know how else to explain it. Like, none of the. Except for maybe We Don't Talk About, you know.
He Who Must Not Be Named.
Yeah, we got to make a rule about that. Is there a rule like whoever says it first gets to pick next month's movie? Can we do that?
Sure. Why not?
Yeah, I don't know. There's just nothing like stand out-ish to me. The fact that we don't talk about so-and-so is... so big is almost kind of surprising to me, and I maybe that's why I probably should have rewatched it, and I meant to. It did not work out with the snowstorm and stuff like that. So, but I don't know. It doesn't have that, like, I don't see these songs being played in like the fireworks. I don't see them. I also don't like, I don't know. It seems like, so what's his name? The guy who did, because he also did Hamilton, if I believe.
Yeah, he's Hamilton.
Like, I don't really like his style, I don't think. And that's not saying I don't like the stuff from Moana. I think he just put more focus, he made it more kind of like Hamilton this time around. I don't know, like, it's more of the rappy like stuff, and that's not saying I don't like rap. It's just every song is kind of like that, and there's no real, I don't know, there's no real catchy one to me.
That's fair. And I get what you're saying, like, about them not being like big time show songs.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just like a weird thing. Like, maybe after some time, like, something will catch on. It's like one of those things where everyone's like, oh, it's not that great. But then, you know, maybe like 6 months later, like, something changes and we're like, actually, that song could work for that.
And we're already kind of seeing that, you know, with, like, the movie picking up so much, like, attention and love over the past, like, month or so, which is fantastic. And I've grown to appreciate the movie even more as well. But I think I touched on this before. I think it's just one of those things is this movie is not geared towards me. It's not, like... for me, technically, kind of like with the I think I've said this like on repeat multiple times, but the most recent Marvel movies, me and a friend who has not been on the show before, Ryan, have talked about how, like, they're not really getting us as much anymore, and it's more because, well, we're still in the relative audience to enjoy it, like. It's more, it's not for us anymore. It's for the kids that are like when I grew up, I was like, oh, Iron Man, that's sweet. Now kids are get to have that same experience and be like, oh, Shang-Chi, that's sweet, which I love Shang-Chi, but I'm trying to, I wanted to be like, oh, the Eternals, but nobody said, oh, the Eternals, that's sweet. So, it's just, it's, I feel, I don't know, there's just nothing that sticks out to me, like the Frozen movies, like Tangled, but at the same time, it's not meant to for me, I guess, I don't know.
I mean, who knows, maybe things will change in the future, but we'll see what happens.
I don't think that, like, I'm not saying this is a bad movie in any, like, I thought the story was fantastic. Just none of the songs in it, really. Maybe I just need some time to sit down and listen to the soundtrack or something, but I mean, I got very into the idea of like being like, oh, I actually love this movie now, to the point that I bought a $40 steelbook copy of it, and then I ended up canceling it because I was like, I don't need to spend $40 on this movie. So, which I've oh, the big bummer though, unrelated, I decided, I was like, oh, I'm gonna buy the Ghostbusters box set because they're coming out with the Ghostbusters Afterlife DVD, and it's a big box set that was sold out that I pre-ordered for pretty cheap. And then I was like, you know what? I'll probably be able to get that later. So I canceled it. And now resellers are selling it for like 300. So that was my sad home video story of the week. But no, I mean, I think this movie is going to go on to be a classic in sense, in a sense. Like, I think, I don't know if they already do, but in the new Disney fireworks, I think it'll be awesome if the castle ends up looking like this house. That would be awesome.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool to see. And I think if they do go that route, probably the family song might be the one that, does that. That or the one during the end credits, I think. I actually forget the one from the end credits, but I feel like it, embodies that like whole family kind of thing.
Oh yeah, and they're definitely gonna sneak in the like, we don't talk about Bruno instrumentals or whatever. Like this movie to me isn't one that's going to get rides after it. It's not going. I think my problem is not all the movies need that. Like, we're lucky enough, honestly, that this actually got put into theaters and that I got to go see it in theaters, because like Turning Red is going straight to Disney Plus. And I think that's where a lot of these Disney movies are headed, unfortunately. Where, because they don't make as much in the theater anymore, like they're going to go straight to Disney Plus. So yeah, but I mean, there's not a lot to honestly say too much about this movie. I think maybe in a few years, we probably should have waited a few years to cover this movie, honestly, because it's still so new. Like, it's not on DVD yet. Will be in like, actually, I think the week that this comes out, it should be on DVD that Tuesday, I believe.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what they
But like,
said.
so we don't even know like how certain things were made. Like, we have some cool things about like the Emperor's New Groove that we found out, and like, I think it's awesome that they are culturally like, Disney's been, a lot of the animated movies have been exploring other cultures, and I think that's fantastic as well. I think like Luca did it, this movie did it. I know there's a bunch of other ones, but I'm excited to see like what they do. I know Turning Red does as well. I know that that's Pixar, and so is Luca, but yeah, I guess so. Reading about it, Disney was nervous about having a dozen main characters for Encanto, so they wrote the opening to prove that it was possible to introduce the large family.
And they did it.
Yeah.
They definitely
Yeah.
pulled that off.
Absolutely. The animation's beautiful in it. Like, it looks so good.
One thing I will say is I feel like the three acts of it, the first one was like the right amount of length. They went into the right amount of depth with the time they had. But then I felt like the second and third parts of it kind of rushed it a bit. They didn't really delve deep into some of the stuff they could have done.
Oh, I agree. Yeah.
With the He Who Must Not Be Named, like, they just kind of introduced him, and then, like, a few, like, you know how, like, the family, like, talks so bad about him, and then, like, within, like, a minute, it's like, oh, we're over that.
Yeah, like, he could have come out of the walls and been like, hey, guys, I'm here. And they would have been like, it's nice to have you back. Like, it would have been the same thing. The fact that he has no, like, anger towards the, you know, it, there's some stuff, but it's a family movie, so it's...
It's kind of... I mean, I was kind of surprised about how, like, they welcomed him back so easily. And not saying they wouldn't, because, you know, they're family. It just kind of felt like, because they've all been talking about him for so long. And, like, the fact he's been gone so long, like, they just kind of was just like, oh, we're just going to, you know, we're just going to let pass that.
Yeah.
I kind of thought, like, he was going to more, like, he was going to go more into, like, his prophecies, like, why they happened. Like, with the woman's dead fish, or, like, the guy losing his hair.
Yeah, but I don't know. It was weird. He honestly was probably one of my favorite characters. It might be because I thought he was a little dicky. But, you know,
Little dicky living in the walls of the house with the rats.
I thought it was an odd choice. I was like, what are the credits going to say? Little Dicky? Like, I feel like that's a weird Disney casting. Like, I'm like, did he suddenly... because he's in the show Dave on FX. So I'm like, did he suddenly finally, like, get to be on all that? I don't know. You're right. I feel like that's the problem with a lot of movies now, I think, though. I feel like they don't... It's kind of... They have all this build-up, and that's kind of like, we got to find a way to end this. It's what I call the South Park way, where they have, like, this awesome setup, and then they drop the ball in the end. Because there's so much going on that you can't possibly wrap it up in the 5 minutes that they have, and they just kind of... either end it perfectly or don't end it well. And this one did okay. I mean, I was satisfied walking out with the ending. It wasn't.
Yeah, I just feel like for me, if they tacked on maybe like 20 more minutes of stuff, I think they could have covered, you know, everything and made it, you know, like, you're, it's like kind of like a plane taking off. It's like you're taking off, you're up in the air, and then you just immediately come down, but somehow they land it.
Exactly. That's how I feel too. There's a lot that is built in this movie that it doesn't have the satisfying conclusion that you would hope it did, but it's still, like, a decent enough one. I honestly believe that this is going to be go down as, like, a Tangled-ish type thing, because you know how Tangled came out? It did okay in theaters, I believe. This might be a lie. Like, I should probably look this up before I say it. But it didn't have that, like, big release that they wanted. I might be thinking of Princess and the Frog, honestly, but... So, like, Tangled, the budget was... Okay, I might be wrong. The budget was $260 million on Tangled, but it made like $592
million. Huh.
I feel like that's less than they wanted, though. Like, I feel like that's not... Because you would think, like, there would be like Tangled 2, because they immediately made like a Frozen 2. You know, maybe it won't be like a Tangled. Like, I don't think it's going to be as forgotten, unfortunately, as Princess and the Frog, which is very sad that that is as forgotten as it is. It's great. But I would put it more like Tangled, where, like, Tango comes out, and then a couple, nobody really knows what to think of it, or at least I didn't, because I, you know, didn't really see it until like a couple of years back. So maybe it did have a big thing. But then Frozen came out like a year or so after. And like that killed. I think whatever Disney is putting out as their animated studios movie next is going to be massive. I think we're going to get something along the lines of the first Frozen movie. And that is just a prediction. I have no idea what's coming from them. I like looking at the thing. Typically, they got a bunch of stuff listed, but I don't even see anything. Did you watch the short film before it?
Before Encanto?
Yeah, did they force play that short film that played before? It was really sad.
No, they didn't. What was the what was the short they played?
It was like this like raccoon and his mom or whatever, and like I don't even know how to explain. It was just, it set a weird mood for the movie. It was an odd choice, but it was really cool.
No, they didn't play anything in front of it. But I kind of feel like some of the shorts do end up on like, you know, Disney Plus is their own thing. Like, I see a lot of the Pixar ones, like that Piper, the little sand bird who doesn't like the water. Or the that guy who creates the steam bun and like treats him as a son.
Yeah, it's very, it's one of, I think it is on there, in case you're wondering. It is like on there.
Yeah, I'll definitely take a look later, see if I can find it.
So it looks like the next, so I'm looking at the Disney movies coming out. Are you ready? We might have a good amount of time to catch up on like all these movies, but the next one is a Pixar movie called Turning Red, which is going exclusively to Disney Plus. Can you guess what the next movie, Disney movie, is after?
I can't say, to be honest.
The Bob's Burgers movie.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's not technically Disney, but when you go under upcoming, it's like animated movies. That's one of them. That's the next one. But it's not Disney. It's technically Fox. Then after that, we get Lightyear. And then next year, we're getting the next Walt Disney Animated Studios movie, and it's called Strange World. And I have not heard anything about this, but looks like we have a year until, you know, we have another one that we got to add to the list. Well, speaking of Encanto, 50th animated studios film, right? Am I right on that? Pretty sure it pops up in the beginning and says 50th, but I might be wrong. So I have no idea what we were talking about before, but I put an ad there to symbolize that you know, we had some issues. James's computer crapped out halfway. Or what was it, your Skype?
Yeah, my Skype just completely shut down, so
yeah. I mean, of all the people, I thought mine would, because you know the weather, but it's I don't know what was honestly recorded that we were last talking about. I think it was me. I don't know if you were saying any. No, because your Skype was down. I'm wondering what mine said. But while you were gone, we determined, well, everyone could have been gone. I don't really know. We determined that Encanto is the 60th film. So, not 50.
It was close, though.
Yeah, Disney College Podcast closeness is like off by a few. It's pretty good. Now comes to our favorite part of the episode. where we rank the movie out of 5. James, what would you give this out of 5?
I'm going to give it, it's tough to say. I'm going to say between a 3.5 and a 4.
See, I'm going to give it a 3. So now we have to argue about which one it actually is.
I mean, wouldn't it just be set at a 3.5 then? I mean,
oh, because that's in the middle.
Yeah. I mean, maybe like, I'm just being more optimistic about it. Like, it was a cute film. Like, it did what it had to do.
That's true.
There's a lot of good things about it. But I think just, you know, like you said, like, where some of the songs right now don't really, you know, aren't like instant hits outside of that one. And, you know, some of the story stuff, but.
I'll be honest. I think I gave it a 3.5 on my own personal account. So, so we should probably go with what I put there, but yeah. So, you heard it here. The Disney College podcast has given Encanto a 3.5. And let's see. I wonder if that beats out the... Take a guess. Does that beat out The Emperor's New Groove as our top one so far? I don't even remember what we gave The Emperor's New Groove, but we're going to see in a second.
I'm going to say... Like, before we say we reveal that, I'm going to say yes and no. Like, you know, obviously, like, how we said, like, this doesn't really, like, relate to us.
Yeah.
That kind of really factors in. But I think, like, the modernness of it and, like, they pushed so far ahead, you know, since, like, 20 years ago.
Well, right now, according to our ranking, we gave The Emperor's New Groove a 4 out of 5, and we gave this a 3 out of 5. So technically, The Emperor's New Groove is still the best Disney movie out of the two that we have watched.
Still, it's definitely worth checking out, especially now that it's on streaming.
Which one? Encanto?
Yeah, Encanto.
Oh, yeah, definitely go check it out. And then, like, I'm 90% sure, I'm not going to Google this, that the DVD is out 2 days from when you hear this episode. So if you like collecting DVD, Blu-ray, 4K, go pick that up. I promise you, you'll be happy because physical media is dying and you should all support it. Although, that includes you, Disney. You should also support it and not put out crappy transfers of old movies, but you know, that's me calling you out. So neither of us said the name. should I just take a list and place my finger on the next movie?
I mean, sure, we can go that route.
Okay. Well, while I'm pulling up this list, tell everybody about Toga Tips and how Toga Tips is doing.
Yeah, so right now, I also have a, in addition to this awesome podcast with you, the Disney College podcast, I also have a side project called Toga Tips, where I do tons of Pokemon related content. We discuss tips and news updates for the games, predictions for future games, and all that good stuff. Right now, we're doing a lot of stuff. There's a big event coming that's featured around the second generation games in Pokemon Go, and we're actually doing a giveaway for that. We're giving away 2 gift cards to either the Google Play Store or iTunes. So if you're interested in that, go check that out. I'm on Instagram, Twitter, and Togatips on YouTube.
Nice. Sorry, I have my eyes closed and I'm trying to scroll through this list and click on one.
That sounds like a task, if you ask me.
It is. I wasn't planning on us both making it through, so I didn't set up the random generator like I said we were going to. Take a guess, James. What movie do you think it's going to be?
Well, my guess, I'm going to say Hercules.
Will it be Hercules? Let us see. Oh, hit an ad. That's not what I meant to hit.
Oh, no. Was it an ad for Hercules?
No, it was like an ad for Walgreens. I guess we're reviewing Walgreens next month.
Oh, dang. I haven't been to Walgreens in forever.
The movie will be... Oh, dang it. I didn't take off The Emperor's New Groove, and I picked The Emperor's New Groove.
Oh, no. Well, I guess we have to review that again. You heard it here first. We're going to do The Emperor's New Groove again.
Did I tell you why I didn't watch Encanto last night?
No, why didn't you watch it?
I watched Ariel's Beginning.
That's a fair substitute.
Yeah. Oh, no. I can't believe that I just selected. I'm not telling anybody what this is, but I will tell you after we're done. But come back next month to see the disappointment in James and I's eyes as we struggle through the movie that was picked.
Oh, dear. I'm concerned.
Yeah, I would be too. Well, thank you everybody for listening. We'll see you next month. Unless we decide not to, because, you know, we don't make it through the movie. James, leave them with encouraging words about next episode.
Well, I'm sure next week, I'm sure the next movie we watch will be something, I hope. But until next time, just remember one thing. We don't talk about Bruno.
Oh, thank you.